Hello, my name is Zenaya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
And could you provide me with the county that you're in?
Well, I have a question. Tomorrow at OWASP, it's showing 100% rain. Will they still have the clinic?
Yes, ma'am. We haven't received any update in regards to them having to cancel or reschedule due to weather. So as of now, yes, ma'am, they are still going to perform the vaccines tomorrow.
Okay. Now, the second question is, from what I could tell on the internet, my husband, because he's 75 and older, and I'm 65 and older, he got his first vaccine, but they would not give me mine. Can he get his vaccination tomorrow, or does he have to wait till Thursday?
He will have to wait for Thursday since he's already received his first dose.
Oh, my. So we have to wait in line another 6 hours. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. That's all.
Yes, no problem. Did you need any further help today before I let you go?
No, I just don't understand why they don't reserve some second vaccines, you know, for people who are sitting in the same car, and you have to sit there 4 times for 6 hours. It just doesn't make sense. And when you have a medical problem and you're sitting there for 6 hours, it just doesn't make sense.
I do apologize. If you go tomorrow, maybe speak with them. They may give him the second dose, but from what they've been advising everyone, it's just to come Thursday for that second dose.
Yeah, I know. They would not give me my first dose, even though I am high at risk. I'm more than a 75-year-old. I'm in end-stage heart failure. I have lupus. I have all these problems with me, but they would not give me my first vaccine when I was with him because of that, because I simply was not 75 years old. What are they doing for people who are under 65 who are high at risk medically? Are they sending any vaccines to doctor's offices?
As of right now, what we've been informed, I don't hear any doctor's offices with the vaccines right now. They're going to the county health department facilities as well as a few distribution centers. Now, the CVS's and Walgreens of that nature are trying to get them, but since supply is limited, they're mainly going to the county clinic locations and the health departments.
Is there anywhere I can go? Because of my limitations of having to sit in line possibly for 6 hours. Is there anywhere I can go close by Foley, Alabama, where I wouldn't have to sit in line? I could get an appointment.
Well, let's see here. One moment here. Right now, the only thing close in Foley County that you can set up an appointment for is the Baldwin County Health Department.
In Robertsdale?
Yes, ma'am.
You have that telephone number?
I do have the vaccine appointment line phone number. They can register you for the county clinic.
Okay.
It is 855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
5333?
Yes, ma'am. So three threes.
Okay. So 855-566-5333.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Did you need any further help today?
That's all. Thank you. Hopefully I can get through to them.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.